go. Another episode. This Twan.
This Reese.
So world. Blessings to the world. This is the week of April 11th. April 11th. Damn, the year just going fast.
Yeah, man. It feel like the month just started.
Yeah. She was April Fool's last about a week ago.
Feel like it.
Okay. So world. Another episode 3. Officially, even though it's the fourth one recorded, but we're gonna rock it like that. So, what's going on, bro? How we doing?
And you already know, man. I want to talk to you about your guy Tony, bro.
And I said, how you doing, man? You cooling? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. That's definitely on my mind right now.
Okay. So for a little backstory, I sent you a YouTube clip of the author, the inspirational, motivational speaker, Tony Gaskins.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah. So I like what he was spitting on there.
I wasn't feeling it, bro.
But it seemed like he was taking issue to it. So what's on your mind, man? How you feel?
Man, it's a couple things on my mind, dog. About the man, I try to see who first set me off. Man,
about that clip?
Huh?
About that clip or about
the whole clip?
Okay.
No, don't get me wrong. It's some parts that, you know what I'm saying, that I did agree with. I do agree that man should be able to fall in love.
Yeah. So the clip was. He was talking about why men should be able to fall in love and sometimes why we choose not to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it all comes down to being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? Like, when I was younger, like, that was one of the things that kind of scared me away. It was like, you know what I mean? You could be vulnerable. You could give your whole heart to a woman. But then, you know what I mean? What if she break it? How you gonna be able to recover from that? You know what I mean? So I feel like we sometimes as men, we scared. We scared, bro.
But I don't think.
So I think we'll fuck off and be a little less committed than what we supposed to be, because I feel like we afraid of the devastation.
I don't think that's what it is, though. I don't think that we scared. Cause I think that we scared to put our whole heart in it. And then, as men, we lust a lot. So, I want to say that we less.
But lust, okay, that's not a. Lust is not an excuse, though.
No, I ain't. See, that's the point. I ain't taking issues with, you know what I'm saying, with that. It's just certain stuff that he said up in there that I take issue with. Like,
okay, name the point.
All right, one point when he was talking about. The first thing on my mind, because the last thing, one of the last thing I heard him say. When he pretty much, when he's talking about weekend daddies, I've kind of took an issue to that. Because he make it feel like just because you a weekend daddy, you something less. Than, you know what I'm saying? The way he put it, like, oh, you shouldn't.
How he portrayed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, you know what I'm saying? You should feel some kind of shame.
So when he was saying, well, he was talking about a story where a guy was messing with a female. Mm-hmm. He liked the female, but she wasn't giving up nothing physical. So by her not giving up anything physical, he went somewhere else to get the physical. And where he went to go get the physical from, which I'm talking about sexual intercourse.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He went there to go get that physical, and he ended up getting her pregnant. But he didn't want to be with her. He wanted to be with the chick that wasn't being physical because of her religion. So he was saying is, now you're not building a family. You're going to have to get joint custody. So you're not going to be able to be around your kids every day. And that's a big difference, bro. It's a big difference.
But just because you get a woman pregnant, you got to marry them. You got to be in the household. Just because you got them pregnant.
But then if that's the case, you'll be out here having babies with everybody then. Like, you have a baby with somebody with the thought of building with this person.
Not all the time.
It depends. Some people just, unless it's like a, what they call it? But they weren't trying to have a baby. But I'm saying, normally when you're trying to have a baby, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe, you know what I'm saying? I ain't not really in too deep in that story. I'm just talking about.
But even though, hold on. As far as weekend dad, you didn't got to be a weekend dad. Get filed for joint custody.
But the whole thing is, if you, what's wrong with being a weekend dad?
Would you prefer that?
No, I wouldn't prefer it, but
I'm just saying it's not your first choice. It's not your first choice. I see what he was saying. He was saying that's not your first choice.
It shouldn't be, but like to me.
But it's some daddies that don't want to be a daddy at all, though.
But man, talk about that. He said weekend daddy, and they shouldn't if they child become a lawyer, doctor, make it to the league. Oh, don't try to come around and get no money. But like you talking about a father that actually would dare. No, just because he was there on the weekend is 3 days out of the week. It's only seven.
I kind of. No, well, he was saying it like he was frowning upon it, right? Yeah. He was frowning upon it because he was looking at it like that's not your first choice. You don't want to just be a weekend daddy. You want to be an everyday daddy. If you can, but being an everyday daddy or being a weekend daddy?
That's your option. But he was saying how he described it, like the dude was being an everyday daddy. And he was saying like the dude, he FaceTiming them. He said he calling and FaceTiming them every day, getting them on the weekend. I'm like, if that's his situation, he making the best out of it.
Was he lying though? Huh? What I'm saying is, was he lying? The dude was a weekend daddy though.
What, why that got so much negative? why so much negative?
A negative context behind it?
It shouldn't be.
That's not your first choice.
It don't have to be your first choice. That's
you kind of frown. They kind of frown upon it. Some people do.
No, because we make it negative. Because women make it negative, so we look at it as negative. But I don't see being a weekend father as a negative thing.
I kind of do though.
Why?
I don't want to be just a weekend daddy.
Talking about what you want to be. You know what I'm saying? That because
if that's your choice, you only can do about what you can. But then you can fight for custody. There's some people out here that fight for custody.
Okay, but
it's men out here that get full custody.
But when that,
or majority custody, or even a joint custody.
But something got to really be going on with the mom for that to happen a lot of
but,
the time.
But more than times, what I'm saying is, why do he got to be? I don't believe it should be a weekend daddy or a weekend mama. I feel like it should be joint custody. Y'all both had the child. Y'all both should have equal responsibility. I don't feel like women should have the kids more than the daddy. I don't feel like the daddy should have the kids more than the mama. They need both.
But like I'm saying, dude, we saying weekend daddies, right? But we saying like this is not 3 days, right? 3 days out of the week, and with a woman had a kid.
It's really 2 days, bro. 2.5, because they go to school on Fridays. So okay.
We're gonna discredit time for the man when the kid go to school, and we gonna discredit the women when the kid go to school on their watch.
Yeah, they only get them.
If we really want to dice it.
No, but what's your argument though?
I'm just saying.
I'm not standing up trying to fight for the weekend daddy, nothing like that. I don't prefer it. That's not my choice. Would you rather take joint or weekend?
I'll have joint. You still have joints and have weekend, bro.
If it fall out on that day, if your time with the child falls within that time frame of the weekend,
it's whatever y'all come up with. Whatever plan, but most likely,
if you just a weekend, that's not joint.
No, yes it is. It's still joint.
It's not joint.
Yes it is, bro. Trust me.
You gotta alternate.
No. You don't have to alternate, bro. You could have them on the weekends, and she could have them during the week, and then you still have joint.
How's that joint? She got more days.
She really don't have more days, but like
she got more days.
Still, you still have.
That's why they do rotate. That's why they do like 2-3-2, 4-3-3-4, shit like that to make sure. I'm just saying, if you add up all the weekend days in the year, and you add up all the weekdays in the year. The weekdays it's gonna be more, bro. That's not joint. That's not equal.
You get them 3 days, and they get them 4, and then you get them probably an additional day.
And then like, you gotta take them back Sunday.
Yeah,
you really getting 2 days.
You're taking them back Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Taking them back Monday morning.
Sometimes some people. Do.
I'm just saying some people take them Sunday though.
Some people take them Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's so subjective. So how you looking at it is you can't just judge everybody's scenario. Everybody's scenario is different.
Yeah, but I'm not only about it. That's the only time that you know said
that's figure, not joint though.
But that's the only time they figure out their schedule gonna work for him to get his kid, and he consistent going to get his kid. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
He it ain't like he called him a deadbeat.
Basically.
He said, he wasn't doing it like that.
You gotta go back to this, because he was saying like, nah. He said, oh, when this kid started having success, don't try to come around after for money. Like, you act like this dude, but he been there. He literally, he said it, I've been there, bro.
No, I heard him say that part. I heard him
like,
say
don't
that.
Come around asking the kid for money and asking this, like, bro, you gotta.
And you was just there on the weekends.
You there on the weekend and you FaceTime him every day, like, bro, he showing his kid love.
If that's just, if that's the only way he could see his child, then yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he make it sound so negative.
But you could fight and get joint custody and joint placement.
But to me,
if you got your shit together, you can. Don't you know that, right? Am I right? Yes or no?
You can, but it's still
yes or no. Yes or no.
It's still up to the judge. You can't. You can say, "Oh, this could happen. This should happen." It's still up to the judge. Still up to the judge. The judge got a rule in your favor for that. But like, they rule that.
Why wouldn't they though? What would deter them from?
They said the mom said that she, because a lot of the moms want the kid during the week. They as you want. Like, and then to me, I feel like it's more stressful to daddy to have the kids on the weekend, because you gotta go for work, and then you automatically go right into daddy mode. You know what I'm saying? You don't get no weekend break because you got to work, and then you gotta deal with kids on the weekend.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough as a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't.
But.
They got time. They got,
but that's what you sign up for, though.
Yeah.
You sign up for daddy mode.
I'm not saying that,
cause
I done it.
Yeah. Hey, I just.
Maybe I feel a little bit so late, because I'm going to say I would consider a weekend dad.
Yeah.
But I actually
you got some personal shit behind it.
But I actually, you know what I'm saying, I got custody of my child, too, so, but, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though. Which one better?
Huh?
Which one better?
Having them every day, but.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, bro. That's the only thing he's saying.
Not with her mama.
Huh? What you mean?
No, my child mama, I ain't want to be there every day with her.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm just saying, though, to be a father to your child, right? Yeah, you prefer that. Like me, my kids every day. You know what I'm saying? Every day. I prefer that. I got two boys. I prefer every day. I don't want to be no weekend daddy. That's a slight.
I don't think it's a slight. I think we look at it too negative. I don't think it's a slight. I feel like you would want more. But that's all you can do, make the most of it. You know what I'm saying? Make the most of your time with your kids.
But the comment that he was making, he can't just be like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, if that's the only choice that you got, then y'all understand. He's just saying it as far as...
He was discrediting them. He was putting them down. He made it seem like, oh, man, you're a weekend daddy. You ain't nothing. You can't even come. Your kid has success. You can't even be there because you didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing to instill in your kid the means to getting this success. You didn't do nothing.
No. A weekend. Come on. If that's your only choice, but if you could get equal to all the games
and all that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff you still could do to be an active father, even though you only get your kids on the weekend. That's one of my things, if that's like
your only option though. Yeah, of course you got to take advantage of it and make the best of it, of course. You know what I mean?
But then what else he said?
what you think about him stepping up to the plate, like men stepping up to the plate, bro?
I don't got a problem with.
I feel like we do got to step up to the plate.
But I feel like this whole thing is just so...
But you do got to find the right one, though.
See, he don't say that.
You can't step up to the plate to something that's not worthy.
Yeah, but he don't say that. But what he trying to make it seem like every woman worthy. It's just how the way you pursue them. He said, oh, you only will act them.
No, I don't agree with that. We got to get some type of proper context into this. Because how women say when they get hurt by a dude, right? Mm-hmm. And they say, well, all dudes ain't shit, right?
Yeah.
But then when a woman hurts a dude, dudes don't be like, all women ain't shit.
Mm-mm.
So we gotta have some type of equilibrium with this. Like, it gotta be some equal balance, right?
Right.
So a man can't just go ahead and be able to try to be vulnerable and pursue a woman in that context if she got red flags. But he do talk about that in other videos, just not that one.
Okay.
He talk about that.
Cause that video, man, he had me like.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's just that. But you gotta. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's just a clip.
No.
He got more
like
stuff.
15 minutes.
That's still a clip, though. Like, he do his videos in like maybe 12, 15, 16-minute increments.
All right, well, from what I seen on The Breakfast Club, I had to skip that.
What was wrong with The Breakfast Club interview, though?
And, It's just, I forget. But it's something he was saying that I didn't agree with. Then he just kept talking. And I was like, nah. I'm
but 80%, like he said 80% of his listeners is women. So, you know.
Of course.
He
they
gotta,
like that.
He got to cater to the women.
They like that. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, yeah. Tell them guys.
But more than like, but think about it, though. Women have a tendency to get hurt more than dudes in relationships. If you just look at the percentages, bro. Right?
Yeah, they do.
We men often hurt women more than women hurt men.
Yeah, and that,
right?
I think a lot of that.
And women got to be the nurturer. They got to raise the kids. It's more single moms out here than single dads.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So if you just look at the percentages, of course you say they like that, and they like because he talk about that type of stuff. But women, certain women, been through shit, and they trying to go and get some type of self-help. Self-love and self-respect.
They always are. But I was just saying, males, we get hurt too.
Of course.
But you know, it's...
But the chances is, and if you look at the ratio, yeah, women outnumber us.
Yeah, but that's one of the main reasons to his video is saying that it's okay for a man to fall in love. And a lot of the time, we guard our feelings. So, you know what I'm saying? We always like, oh, nah, man, we're going to sleep with all these girls, try to do be all this player ways. And all that. I get him when he's trying to say that, but sometimes it takes the right girl for you to settle down with him. It takes the right girl for you to hang up your player card.
It do. You know what I'm saying? I agree with that. He just said,
like, man, oh, you find the girls, throw up your player card.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then he was saying, like, oh, I understand. He was saying, like, yeah, women do got to carry the baby. Like that, but he's saying like,
no, women got to do a lot. That's a lot, bro.
I ain't saying
not. Yeah, but you just can't say, oh, they got to carry the baby. But you got to put a little bit more emphasis on them carrying the baby
because that's carry the baby.
No, it's a lot to that though.
It's a lot. We
couldn't do that shit,
man. Hey, I wanted to see could they deal with if we had them type of moon swings and they got to do everything for us. That's man.
That, our part is easy.
Man,
our part is easy. Real talk, our part is easy. They got the hard shit.
They got to deal with it, but we got to deal with them.
When? That's nothing though. We always used to dealing with women though.
Oh, man, it's something different when they pregnant, dog.
No, I know that. I know that. Come on, I got two kids. You got what? You got four?
Well, you can say four.
Yeah, you got four. So yeah, of course. You know what I mean? But that's a lot though, bro.
Man.
Back pains. Moves, did you know even when they had a baby, like when they eat the food, when they eat food, the food go to the baby before the herself?
I know.
Like, that's a lot that women gotta go through.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, so what we do is easy. I ain't gonna lie. The pregnancy is kind of fun for us because we get to get all the action.
Nah,
we get to get all the action. I'm just keeping it funky.
I ain't gonna say it's a cakewalk for us, though.
It's a cakewalk. It's a cakewalk. I think it's more of a privilege. It's a privilege.
I almost lost my head a couple of times.
Oh, it's more of a privilege because you get unlimited action.
Not everybody get unlimited action.
No, that's true. That's a fact though.
Some people get no action in all the moves.
Oh yeah, that's bad right there. Yeah. Sorry. But they still ain't got to carry no baby, no human in their stomach though, or push one out.
Hey, that's just the way they designed. I'm just saying.
That's God's plan.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, you can't do that by God's plan. That's hey, God's will.
But like he said, like man, but the thing he was saying, like he said, we here because of them. I said, not true. That's true.
Well, okay, what you say? He said we here because of them.
Yeah, because we here. We all here. Everybody here because of women.
No, it still take two.
That's what I'm saying.
It's two. Like no, I remember the part where he was saying like,
what's
sperm without an egg? What's an egg without sperm? You can't do number two eggs.
You can't.
Like but make them scramble. That's about it.
Like
you know what I'm saying? Like a sperm without no egg, you can't do nothing with that.
He literally said that like. But sperm can do nothing without an egg, but like an egg can do.
Yeah.
We could just manifest right here.
Yeah, yeah. Just appear. Brother, just appear.
But you're right. We could drop our load and keep moving. But hey, without that load, ain't no baby. Like,
but you drop that load, and then you done.
Yeah, that's true.
You done.
That's true.
You drop. They got 9 months. That's about a year, bro.
Man, I know.
Out of commission.
I know.
A woman is out of commission. Then not only that, they usually got the baby for 18 years. Cause a mama's love is a little bit stronger than a daddy's love.
I wouldn't say all that.
I know, I just think that's a fact, bro.
I wouldn't say all that.
It's a fact.
I think we both
You can't nurture your child. Like a woman can, you could protect your child. You could protect better than a woman.
So you telling me?
But you can't nurture better.
Yeah, I think we can. We can't nurture like we can. Like I can't pop out this.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that. You can't do that. That's God's plan right there.
I'm just saying he gave it to women.
Yeah, and that, you know what I'm saying, isn't that cool? But I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, we come down, they hurt their knee. I feel like we can pick them up and. You know what I'm saying?
That's like caring for it, though. Yeah, like, yeah, we all could do that. A uncle could do that. Like, a brother could do that.
Always just, you know what I'm saying, breastfeeding. You say, I feel like we capable of taking care of our kids.
It's that motherly love, man. Yeah. It's that motherly love.
They've been inside them. They knew no longer than we did.
I'm just giving them credit. But
I give them the credit, but sometimes we get our credit. I give women their credit.
I don't know if we get credit, though, in the pregnancy, though.
No, I don't get no credit in the pregnancy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I said overall, though.
Even if
you don't. No, we get credit. Man. We got to deal with them, though. I don't care. Man, you trying to make it seem like it's just a cakewalk. It's not a cakewalk, bro.
You know why it's a cakewalk for me?
Why?
Because you got to ignore that shit. Let this shit go through one ear and out the other.
See, I got a problem with that.
Oh, you like, yeah. You and your wife, like, y'all like to argue. Y'all be in this motherfucking rap battling.
Y'all love though.
Three rounds and shit. Y'all be in there URL TV.tv rap battling. Man. Yeah, that's why. Because you be right there battling with her, bro.
Hey man. Everything. But she had Morgan. Everything was so peaceful afterwards. I'm like
yeah. Afterwards.
Yeah. It's something. Oh.
Women do get irritated yeah. with you because they look at it like your body not going through shit. You ain't going through shit.
and they
you just sitting here, my motherfucking back hurting.
Don't let me play.
See, face this swole up.
Don't let me be playing the game though. It's over. Let me get my feet up. Like just playing Madden. She look at me like,
it's a wrap. Oh, because you sitting there, she going through all life. She going through all that pain and feet probably swole. All of that, bro.
But we still got
the mood swings.
We still got to get up.
We already know. I ain't never had a mood swing or a hot flash. You know what I mean?
So we don't know how that feels.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt until proven wrong, and all women get the benefit of the doubt because they haven't been proven wrong.
Man, because we cave. But what else? Oh, man, we first pissed me off with that. What he said something about Puff. P. Diddy, dog.
Oh, he said he's richer than Puff Daddy?
Nah.
Because he got more to offer or something?
Yeah.
Because he said he's making more of a difference in people's lives.
And he's trying. Well, I would look at him like, bro, do you not, before you speak on P. Diddy, please know about him before you speak on him. Don't just say like, he's like, oh, what did he do? He got us Biggie. He got shot. He didn't even get a Tupac. Somehow he brought a Tupac.
Yeah. He not, hey, he one of those new hip hop historians.
Tupac, he got shot. Where Tupac come from?
Got to do with Puff Daddy. Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Then I'm like,
he said him and Puff Daddy was got a beef or something.
He said he got music. I'm like, damn, you don't know.
Music changes the world, though. That's art.
That too.
That changes the world, like, too. People get inspiration from that. People get therapy from that. So yeah, he was, you know what I mean.
But PD did open a school too. I think he made that
video before he opened up the school. I don't know.
You sure?
It did say it's only a year old. Yeah, he had that school about 2 years now.
Yeah, no,
two,
it's more. 3 years. It's only two. Probably more than two.
About what was that? 16? 2016.
Yeah, I think like 3 years. When he won the Breakfast Club talking about that.
Yeah, the Montessori school. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He must be.
He was bugging, bro.
P. Diddy must have threw a Ciroc bottle at his head in the club or something. I don't know. He must got beef.
Anyway, he look at the camera like, what he do?
Yeah.
Get us Biggie. He got shot.
But that's a lot though. Even though he gave us Biggie, he gave us one of the best rappers of all time. You know what I mean? That's a lot. That's a lot. And not just Biggie, but...
But hold on, man. I can't say that about saying R.P. too big, but...
Rest in peace, Big.
You had to say it like that,
Rest in peace, Big. Yeah. That's 1A, 1B, him and Tupac, two greatest rappers of all time, so...
Man, it was some other stuff. Doing the main things I had about him. It was some other stuff he said. I don't know. Oh! That's another thing. See, he was talking about... He said, man, you think the only reason why she ain't really trying to settle down with you because you only talk to her because she got a big booty. Like, so now we getting mad at people because we talk to a girl with a big booty because we attractive? What the point?
No. I think you kind of missed that. I think he was saying, like, that's your only intention.
That's the start of the intention. That's the start, bro. That's a start.
But you know what your intention is,
of
though.
Of course, that was all man's intention. No dude walking to a female like, no, and no female gonna do this either. Like, man, let me talk to her. Cause I feel like she finna be the love of my life. Like, damn, she got a nice butt. Like a girl, when they see us, they're like, oh, he that's attractive male. Or they gonna say, oh, he got money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the money makes him attractive.
Yes.
That's what you're saying. So women get with us, we got money or they find it attractive. We all go in there for superficial thing.
Yeah, but he was also talking about like strippers and he was talking about I think you're not saying the whole context of it. You gotta say the whole thing about it.
But you know what I'm saying? Then you talk about certain women though. You know what I'm saying? Cause he was putting this blanket statement over it.
No, but you come on now. If you meet a let's just keep it real. Uh-huh. If you meet a big booty chick down at, let's just say, Summerfest, right?
Yeah.
The first thing on your mind when you trying to get at her, it ain't nothing like long term. But if you was to meet a nice looking beautiful woman at maybe church or something, your intention gonna be a little different. No. You don't think so?
My intention is still to smash.
Of course, that's it. But you might be like, oh, she might be wifey material.
I know that after I smash.
After you smash? Yeah. No, I'd be kind of like, oh, this might be wifey material.
No, I know after I smash. I don't have no, you know what I'm saying?
Have you ever smashed something after, I say, first or two times meeting and still say that was wifey material?
Smash after the first two times. You said after I smash her.
One night stand, first time seeing her hidden, or the second time seeing her hidden, do you still consider her wifey material?
Yes.
So you could hit her after the first time, you can still consider her wifey material?
I marry her.
You putting a little bit too much business out here. Yo, I'm a life story out here.
It is what it is. I don't know about that.
I got to really dive into that.
Because you know what I'm saying? How the way I think and how the way I feel, right? Well, saying after I had sex with most females, I lose all interest.
What? They must.
No, it's just.
It's trash or something?
No, it's not that they trash. I just lose. Like that one spark when I'm pursuing them, you're trying to get
the chase is over,
I finally got it. And I don't see nothing else on the horizon. And I just lose all interest.
Because, see. That was your intention then.
No,
you set out a goal, you chased and you pursued it till you got that goal, and once you got that was the end of it.
See, no,
that was your ending goal. See, you didn't have no intention or goal of going further than that.
See, that's the point. That's the point I'm trying to say. Like, I can have that end goal.
No, I'm just saying, if you say you don't see nothing past that, then that was your ending goal.
No, do you understand? I can see that too. When you said just seeing like, oh man, that's all I want to do, just smash, right? And I'm smashing, and then after I smash, like, damn, let me talk to her some more. I still into her, even after the smash. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes your feelings and all the stuff that you feeling, like, oh man, she cool and all that. A lot of the time, that's your little man speaking to you, like, man, keep getting to know her.
Until you get it.
Then as you get it, like, you're like, man, I don't even care about talking to her right now. I don't even care about
it. You feel like you ain't got to put that work in no more.
Yeah, you don't feel that same urgency to put in that effort no more.
The urgency to put in the effort?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like, even afterward, are you still feeling that?
See, I'm more...
You really like that conversation.
See, I'm a little bit more intimate than that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm a little bit more affectionate. And it's hard to say that as a dude, but I am, bro. You gotta think about it, bro. I'm a Virgo. So I get a lot out of, you know what I mean, relationships. Like I put a lot of effort into relationships, and I like the intimacy with it. You know what I mean? So if I'm pursuing a chick, and if I feel like she dope, I feel like she got conversation, I feel like she attractive, but then it's also red flags that you gotta pay attention to. If I see red flags, I'm not gonna pursue it in that manner. I'm gonna pursue it in another manner. We're just gonna have some fun. But if I feel like ain't no red flags, and I see nothing but good flags, if I see green light, like, damn, she might be wifey material.
See, you know,
I'm gonna pursue her in that manner.
See, you know.
But if I see red flags, I'm not gonna pursue her in that manner. And that's just the honest truth.
But see, me ain't no really flags that I look for. Really, I let my mind, my heart lead the way.
No, you gotta look at some flags. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
You gotta look at some flags.
I could tell if a woman, if I want to make her a wife too, I can't say like, oh yeah, she's still wifey material. I know that, but it could be somebody that wifey material with no flags. And I still smash it. I'm gonna not go back to her. I would not think about her. I would not pursue her no more. I got it.
Because of what, though? Was it because the physical wasn't good? Is it because of the conversation? What could...
The chase is gone. The feeling is gone.
See, then that's why I'm hard. It's hard for me to believe that wasn't your ending goal, bro. If you say the chase is over. Because if you got long-distance goals, bro, if you in this marathon... Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. If you in this marathon and you trying to run this whole race, you're not going to stop after the first lap. See, you got to look at it as a marathon. Like, I'm not trying to... Listen, I'm not trying to have no sprint. I'm not trying to run no sprint.
Once my interest is gone, my interest is gone.
But what makes your interest not there no more, though? See, hey, you're not saying nothing.
I am. I'm saying, after, you know what I'm saying? Cause right at the time, you probably digging the girl. It could just all... You felt like, oh, man, I'm really liking her. And then once you have... When you finally lay down with her and you have sex with her, it's just a feeling. That feeling just go away. You know what I'm saying?
Then yeah. That feeling wasn't really there then. But if it just go away for no reason.
But what did you say about when the feeling, when you had that same end goal with another female and that feeling stayed? What would you say to that? Because you can't say that when I had that feeling and it went away. And
it got to be something behind that, bro.
No.
Hold on. That don't make sense. Okay, look. Let's do it like this. I don't like to use people names and shit like that, though. Let's say you got... woman A,
mm-hmm.
woman A, and you got woman B, right? You get to know woman A, you get to know woman B, right? You chasing woman A and you chasing woman B, you mm-hmm. pursuing both of them. You finally get to the physical with both of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But woman A, you lose interest, but woman B, you don't lose interest, you still pursuing. What's the reason behind that? It gotta be a flag or something that you didn't like to stop the pursuit. It has to be, bro.
It's the feeling, bro.
What caused the feeling?
It's something I can't really put a name to or really say. Just the feeling.
Then you probably just didn't like her from the first place. You probably just wanted some ass.
Probably. And you know what I'm saying? In the illusion of smashing, probably clouded my judgment at the time. But hey, just how I ain't the only dude who say this.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't listen. I'm just giving you my. How I would be in that situation. If woman A is a, if she's a good woman, she got great conversation, she got goals and aspirations, we relate, we vibe, we got good chemistry, and just when I get the panties, I leave her alone. I think that's more of when I was younger, bro. Not at this stage in my life. Now, if you saying this, if you was doing this at the age in your early 20s and your teens, I could see that.
Right,
but being in your late 20s and maybe 30s, I think we way more mature for that. It got to be a reason behind that.
See, brothers.
Because as a younger age, I could chalk that up to maturity. You're not mature enough. You don't know what you really want, right?
You could.
But then when you get older and you know what you want and you feeling this woman,
bro,
and you just say the feeling just stop out of nowhere, I don't know.
Bro, you talking to somebody who been with his wife for 10 years. I'm 33 right now, so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
really,
yeah. But that's not the only chick you've been with, though.
Yeah, but... 10 years, 33,
yeah. 23. Yeah, I got bids in too. I got a decade here too.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
I'm saying, like,
And then before the decade, I did a 3 to 5. I did a 3 to 5.
You said you understand when you were 20. But I just said that how I feel about the how.
No, but that's, I'm just saying. No, what I'm saying is I could chalk it up to maturity. When you're younger, how the feeling could just stop. What I'm saying is at this age now, if she dope, she got conversation, she attractive, we feeling each other, we vibing, we having a good time. And we just, you know what I'm saying? We just moving, right? And we got the same aspirations and goals, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we finally had a physical, and the physical was good. What would make me lose interest? I just don't see, that's hard for me to believe that, just, I don't know. Only how I could see if the physical wasn't good.
Could be that too.
But if the physical wasn't good, if it wasn't what you expected to be,
no, cause like
then I could see what you're saying.
No, cause it'd be some time where I used to stay with a woman and she still had my interest. You know what I'm saying? After the even after the physical, and we get physical, it wasn't good. It wasn't that good, but it's something about her that kept me going. It's something that about her that kept my interest.
You gotta give me an example though, bro. You just can't be saying something. What's that something?
It's just like maybe, you know what I'm saying, like everything could look good on paper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you hear Angela Eva say this, like a man could look good on paper, but it's something about dude that's throwing you off and they'll not make you want to pursue that person. And then I feel like it's the
like
same.
Like what though? You gotta give me something.
It's a feeling, bro. It's something you not feeling. It's a feeling like people could be good on paper, but they could be good on paper don't mean they're good for you.
I'm saying you could have doubts, right? You could have doubts about a person. You could have doubts. So when you saying it's something, right? It comes to doubts. And then it's like, what's giving you these doubts? Okay, is this person not being 100% honest with you? What they saying doesn't make sense? Are they fake? Are they, you know what I mean? Are they being deceived? It got to be something to give you them doubts. And that comes back to what we were saying earlier, red flags, bro. It has to be something.
No,
I'm thinking.
Because I don't think it's that. Because it's some dudes that will ignore the red flags. And they still will pursue the girl just because they really that much into her, too. And that could be the sense. That could be a number of things. But it's a lot of things. Some female could hold your interest.
I don't know, bro. I don't know about if dudes will ignore some red flags. If the red flags is like she got a reputation or something like that.
So you never knew a dude to ignore a red flag before a female to have a reputation?
And try to go ahead and...
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't know no dudes.
Man, shit, that's okay. Trina, she never got a wife.
Who wifed her?
Shit, Wayne, Kenny, Martin.
They didn't marry her.
Shit, damn near.
They got a serious relationship.
They got a serious relationship.
They didn't marry her, though.
Because she didn't get married, that means nobody didn't take her
and
seriously.
And who said she had a reputation?
Man,
just cause she talk and rap about that, who said she had a reputation though?
Hey, that would everybody look at her. And then
it never was no rumors about her getting dogged by like a bunch of dudes. You know what I mean? She never really had that type of reputation. Now she talked about that type of shit in her explicit lyrics, but I don't never remember her having like a reputation like she was out here bogus.
Beside her, what people say about her and Trick. And,
okay, like, but yeah, even yeah. but even she did mess with Trick. That's one dude though. I'm just saying if that's one dude.
But like
it ain't like she was messing with Wayne and Trick Daddy at the same time and she was cheating on Wayne. Yeah. What was the reputation? She broke up in a relationship with this person and got another. We do that all the time. I don't consider that a reputation.
It wasn't a good reputation with Trina. Even the song Wayne came out with. Everybody said that was towards Trina. Even Trina came out with a remix to that song.
What song?
But it's when Wayne came out, I don't care if you was a prostitute and you screw every man that you ever knew. You know what I'm saying?
Them red flags, bro. Them red flags. I'm sorry.
Then you know, everyone was saying that to Trina. Then Trina came back and with a remix to that. Well, actually, Wayne's song is a remix. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but our whole point of this podcast today was to, you got it off your chest about Gaskins. I still fuck with Gaskins. We're gonna have to just watch some more videos, and he got some good topics that we could go ahead and elaborate on. We could probably do like a We're gonna call this maybe what? Lifetime Love. We're gonna name this episode Love in a Lifetime episode. And we could probably do one of these episodes a month. You know what I mean? For the beautiful women and the beautiful ladies out there, you know what I mean, that's going through stuff and wanna hear from two men that's great fathers, great husbands, and have good point of views. And you know what I mean? If they want to hear from us, and one is a Scorpio, one is a Virgo. So we could do one of these joints once a month, you know what I mean? Or by request or anything like that. And we could just keep it rocking like that. But the whole point of the podcast was you got to watch out for them red flags. And it's a reason why you say lose interest.
Hello. Hey, man. Ain't nothing wrong with being a weekend dad. Rock out.
Salute to all the weekend dads. If that's the only option.
That was y'all, even the woman agreed to, hey.
You get on if the that's weekend. Your only option, a weekend dad, shout outs to you. But you gonna have to go ahead. I know that ain't your if that ain't your first choice too. Sometimes, man, there's some deadbeats out here. We gotta keep it funky, bro.
You get your kid every weekend, you ain't deadbeat, bro. Hmm? You get your kid every weekend, no matter under what such a circumstance, you ain't no deadbeat, bro. You and your kid, like, every week, 3 days out of the week.
That's true.
You're not deadbeat.
All right, we're going to go ahead and end it on off. Episode 3, Love in a Lifetime. This your man, Twan.
This your man, Reese.
And we're going to go ahead and sign y'all out. Y'all have a good, blessed day, blessed week. Stay cool, stay positive. Marathon still continues. RIP the Hustle and the Hustle family. And we're going to get at y'all next week. All right. Peace. One love. All
right. Been through a storm. No use in hoping you would come rescue me. Somehow your love set me free. And I can let my life